The Juneau-based Central Council of Tlingit and Haida Indian Tribes of Alaska wants a larger forum to address its concerns. The UN has focused attention on Indigenous issues in recent years, such as returning artifacts to tribes and preventing violence against women. Jacqueline Johnson-Peta is Executive Director of the National Congress of American Indians, as well as part of the Central Council's leadership. She told a recent tribal assembly that a more formal arrangement is needed.
Tribes as governments, elected representatives of Indigenous nations, should have a voice in the United Nations. We shouldn't just go as an organization, but we should go as a representative government.
We are a nation with long-standing international relations with other countries and have issues that cross boundaries.
Will Micklin is the Central Council's first vice president. He's also executive director of the California Association of Tribal Governments.
The only way to address these issues like climate change, like water resources, like fisheries, like the environmental impacts of extractive industries, is to engage in the international arena.
The 30,000-member Central Council is part of a nationwide movement pursuing increased involvement in the United Nations. Micklin says the effort stems in part from the UN's 2007 Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples.
We envision and have proposed to the Secretary General all rights and privileges for Indigenous governments the same as a member state.
He says that would put tribal members on committees and allow them to submit reports.
The only distinction is we would not be able to vote as a member state in the General Assembly.
He says tribal governments have met with the UN and federal officials, and they've found support. Terry Sloan is director of the New Mexico-based group Southwest Native Cultures. He's already served on United Nations committees and says more outreach is needed.
What's happening is that a lot of the tribes aren't fully aware of this declaration, what it means or what it contains. So there is going to be some sort of a educational process throughout the country.
He also says many Indigenous organizations outside the U.S. aren't aware of the effort. Many have faced violence when attempting any form of organization. Sloan just returned from a meeting following up on the U.N.'s World Conference on Indigenous Peoples. He says there was no consensus and years could go by before formal recognition happens, but he remains optimistic.
When and if and how long it takes to get the implementation process through, we will see great gains for the Native Americans of the United States.
Sloan says despite differences, the Obama administration is very supportive of the United Nations effort. He says the U.S. could become a model for other countries' tribal government roles in the international organization. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting from Juneau.